The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
In Nahj al-Balagha, the second section of Nahj al-Balagha is compiled by Sayyid Razi, are the letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Letter number 28 is a very extraordinary letter. According to Sayyid Razi himself, he says, وَهُوَ مِنْ مَحَاسَنِ الْكُتُبِ. He says, this is one of the best of the letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. As far as, you know, eloquency of the language is concerned, clarity of the thoughts is concerned. However, this letter was not initiated by Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is a response of Amir al-Mu'mineen to the letter of Muawiyah. And so really to understand the impact of this letter, to appreciate what Ali is saying there, you can't really grasp that fully unless you go and read the letter of Muawiyah first. So Nahj al-Balagha has that missing element there. To understand that letter, you need to first go and read the letter of Muawiyah. Of course, Sayyid Razi's purpose was not to gather everything. He was just talking about the speeches and the letters and sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But fortunately for us, a scholar who came about two centuries after Sayyid Razi, the compiler of Nahj al-Balagha, a Sunni scholar, a Mu'tazili Sunni scholar by the name of Ibn Abi al-Hadid al-Mu'tazili, he came about two centuries after Sayyid Razi, and he was so much impressed with Nahj al-Balagha that he ended up writing a commentary on Nahj al-Balagha, which in the modern edition is there in 20 volumes. It's one of the most extensive commentary of Nahj al-Balagha by a Sunni scholar. And there in volume 15, in commentary of this letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, he gives the entire letter of Muawiyah in page number 185 to 187. And so we have now, you know, the ability to look at the letter of Muawiyah and the response that Amir al-Mu'mineen has written to him. Timeline, this is a time when Muawiyah, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen had already dealt with the people of Jamal in Basra. Now he has settled in Kufa as his capital. Siffin has not yet happened. And now, you know, Muawiyah knew that Amir al-Mu'mineen is going to now go after him. So he, in a way, wanted to do a preemptive move there. He sent an ambassador by the name of Abu Umama al-Bahili with a letter. And the way he wrote the letter was actually, you know, he has some very shrewd politicians around him as his advisors. And in that letter, Muawiyah began by praising the Prophet and his achievements. And then he praises the achievements of the first three Khulafa. And then he grades them. He says, after Rasulullah, the best in the Ummah is the first Khalifa. And then the second is the second Khalifa. And the third is the third Khalifa. Why did he do this? He's actually trying to taunt Amir al-Mu'mineen that you are not on that level. And the reason why he wanted to taunt Amir al-Mu'mineen was to, you know, provoke him so that then Ali will respond to his letter by saying that all these achievements we're talking about the Khulafa, this is not valid. Or he might write something negative about them. If he gets such a letter from Ali, then he can use to the, in front of the people of Sham in Syria. And he says, see, Ali is actually bad-mouthing your Khulafa because they believed in the Khulafa anyway. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, didn't give him this opportunity. This is where we have to realize the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, he gives the response, hits him very hard without giving him what he wants. Imam says that, you know, he doesn't say anything about the Khulafa and their achievements and their praises that Muawiyah has written. Rather, Imam actually points, number one, to the futility of the argument of Muawiyah. He says, "Za'amta an afdal an-nas fil-Islam fala wa fala." You think that in Islam, after Rasulullah, so-and-so is on the highest level. فَذَكَرْتَ أَمْرًا And then you gave your own evidence, achievements of these people. Look at it now. He says, "In تَمَّ اِعْتَزَلَكَ كُلُّهُ If your words about them and their achievements is true, then those achievements have bypassed you. It doesn't add to your personality. They have achieved. What have you done? وَإِن نَقَصَ And if this is not true, then, you know, you don't lose anything. So this argument that you have, you know, it doesn't really help you positively or negatively. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen reminds him of his own background, of Muawiyah. He says, مَا أَنْتَ وَالْفَاضِلُ وَالْمَفْضُولُ وَالسَّائِسُ وَالْمَسُوسُ What do you have to do with who is superior, who is inferior, who is a leader, who is a follower? Who has given you that, you know, right to, you know, grade the companions? And then, وَمَا لِلطَّلَقَاءِ وَأَبْنَاءُ الطَّلَقَاءِ وَالتَّمْئِيزُ بَيْنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَتَرْتِيبِ دَرَجَاتِهِمْ وَتَعْرِيفِ طَبَقَاتِهِمْ He says, What have the freed slaves and their sons to do with the grading of the Muhajirin and Ansar? He's referring to his father and him. You know, Rasulullah could have made Abu Sufyan and Muawiyah his slaves. But on the day of Fatih Makkah, conquest of Makkah, he said, Go, I make you free. I have a right to make you slaves, but I'm not. I'm being merciful here. So now Ali is saying, you know, Who gave the right to these freed slaves and their sons to do with the grading of the Muhajirin and Ansar and to assign their levels and describe their status? You know, look at yourself. Not only that, then Amir al-Mu'mineen says, reminds him of the difference between Banu Umayyah and Banu Hashim. And he says, we have been kind to you, we have interacted with you, That doesn't mean you are equal to us. And he gives an example. You know, he says, on the level of categories, look at the leaders. مِنَّ النَّبِي وَمِنْكُمُ الْمُكَذِّبِ Nabi belongs to us, my family. Whereas the person who rejected is your father from your family. Look at those who are courageous in jihad. Minna asadullah wa minkum asadul ahlaf. In the earlier battles, the lion of Allah was from my family, Hamza. Whereas the lion of kuffar was Utbah bin Abi Rabi'ah, who is your grandfather from your mother's side. Minna, and coming to the youths, he says, Minna sayyid al-shabab ahl al-jannah wa minkum sibyatun nar. If you look at the youths of paradise are from my home. And when it comes to your youths, they are actually, you know, the youths of hellfire, referring to Utbah bin Abi Mu'id. About women, he says, Minna khayran nisa al alameen, wa minkum hammalat al hatab. The best of the women is from my home, my wife. Where is hammalat al hatab? You know, Surah Tabbat Yad. Abi Lahab, the wife of Abu Lahab, says she is from your family. She is actually a sister of Muawiyah, Umm Jamil. And so, you know, don't think that you are equal to me on this issue. So he's basically now responding to him without saying anything about the Khulafa. It's a very interesting method of how to deal with this issue, to say what you want to say without being provoked by the other side.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.